You are now listening to Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. Here are your hosts, Hayden Chase Kuzma and Benjamin King.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I am super excited on this episode with Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. It's been a bit of a while since we had a new episode, so I know there was a lot of demand and a lot of you were excited for us to get started again. So really excited to jump into today's topic, which is really on helping customers find the right path for 2024. There's a lot of programs that a lot of customers may not know is available for them, such as like well-architected reviews and technical roadmap prioritizations. Before we get into all those details, let me hand it off to my co-host, Hayden.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's awesome to be here again, bringing in the new year of 2024 with Ben, still covering our wonderful small, medium business customers. If you don't know, my name's Hayden Chase Kuzma. I'm an account manager here at AWS. I have been with AWS for just about 3 years now, and I cover the wonderful states of Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. So really excited to be here today, and I'm based out of Seattle, Washington. We're going to carry on the tradition, and the question, Ben, and I always like to kick everything off for a personal note, is what are we drinking for this episode? Today, I am drinking a Mediterranean mint tea. Ben and I are big fans of this tea shop about a quick block up from Amazon, and we like to get this before the episode. So that's my drink here today. Ben, I'll hand it over to you for the folks who don't know you.
Perfect. My name's Ben King. I'm one of the account managers here as well. A lot of my customers are located within Nevada, Idaho, Montana. So you'll definitely see me around there. I try to host a lot of in-person customer events. Now, when it comes to what am I drinking now, like Hayden alluded to, there's a really good tea shop, not too far away. So I have a pineapple green tea, and it is very delicious. So perfect thing to kick off this morning.
Awesome. So, yeah, Ben, before we get into things, I always like to give ourselves some credentials here before we dive into the podcast and really go over why customers should listen to us today over the next 20 minutes or so. So the reason why we put this podcast together is to get in front of SMB customers at a more personal scale. So helping them understand how they can connect with their account team, what programs they should be leveraging, and what avenues there are to get started with AWS. So Ben and I have combined 6 years about of SMB experience at AWS. So we have a pretty well understanding of what's out there for our customers. And this is just an avenue to really share that with you on this podcast today.
Perfect. Hayden, I'm curious to just get your thoughts and jump right into it. You know, we have a lot of customers looking at a lot of new cloud initiatives. There's been a lot of new technologies that are, you know, disrupting the norm. My question for you, for a lot of the SMB customers, where's a good place to start to get a strong foot ahead, starting the new year?
Absolutely. That's a really good question. And really getting into it is kind of the reason we put this episode together today. And that's using programs such as our TRP, which I'm not going to identify what that means quite yet. I'll let Ben uncover that. We have our well-architected review, as well as we have funding programs like Kickstart and MAP that a lot of our customers are familiar with, but they don't know how to get started with that. So really, that's the three programs that I like to let my customers know about and really to get started on the right foot for their business.
I see that. That's interesting. And it's interesting to see how there are so many different programs that customers could leverage. When it comes to the different types of programs, I'm curious, if I'm a new SMB customer, how do I understand, you know, what's going to be the right fit for where I'm at in my cloud journey?
Yeah, that's a good question. I want to start off with, I think a good place to go is with our well-architected review. Now, the well-architected review is something I've been leveraging with my customers for over 2 years now, and that really helps customers understand the pros and cons when making decisions on building on AWS. So you'll use this framework of a well-architected review to work backwards from learning the best architecture for you, the best practices to ensure it's reliable, secure, efficient, et cetera. One thing that was huge last year with my customer base was ensuring that their architecture was cost effective. So this program really does a good job of understanding what you're paying for and ensuring that you're utilizing it to its fullest capabilities. So getting started there is really fast and easy by just connecting with your account team, saying, hey, I want to understand my environment at a base level, and I think a well-architected review will do just that for me. So I really enjoy the WAR program. Ben, have you used that before, or is that something, you know, I'm just using my patch?
Yeah, no, I use the well-architected reviews for my customers all the time. It's interesting. I had a customer last year who, they were new to AWS and moved very quickly. They're hosting a lot of websites on behalf of their customers, and they wanted to implement a few other product offerings. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of hesitancy because they didn't understand, like, hey, are we moving with the best practices? Are we secure? Is this the most cost-effective way that we have this current architecture set up? And so the well-architected review really gave them peace of mind by showing at a high level, based on the different pillars of the well-architected review, here's essentially, for lack of a better word, a grade on each of those subjects and some potential ways and recommendations that you could better posture your current environment. What that did also was really give them that strong foundation to start developing more on AWS, giving more product offerings to their customers, and they really scaled and took off. So I really like well architecture reviews. I think there's quite a bit that could open up a customer's eyes to some of the best practices of what to do next.
Totally. And I think we can even build on that, right? With the well-architected review, I ran that. I'm meeting with my account team. They just handed me this great asset with the review. I understand where I can make immediate changes. But chances are, customers, this is step one in their cloud journey. How do they unlock step 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? I alluded to this earlier with this program called the TRP. I didn't explain what it was, but Ben, what is a TRP? How can I leverage it? And what's been your experience with that and your customers?
Yeah, that's a great question, Hayden. So TRP stands for Technical Roadmap Prioritization. Essentially, this is going to be a very in-depth technical deep dive with our team of solution architects. What I like about it is that it doesn't just uncover the priorities with your cloud initiatives that need to happen right away, but it is taking a step back to look at the full picture. What all could you really leverage to the different services within AWS to make your different IT and cloud initiatives more efficient? And so our team really walks you through and advises, based on the initiatives you want to do, here's a roadmap and a guide to really get started. So I've been really leveraging a lot with my customers. Once we do establish that baseline, when it comes to what's next, I think a TRP is a great tool and program for customers to leverage and really understand, step by step, what does this year look like? Which initiatives are we going to prioritize over others? And also, more importantly, what are we going to own in-house and develop? And what are we going to outsource to, let's say, like an AWS Premier partner? So it really does uncover and give a clear picture to a lot of customers.
Totally. And as they work through understanding these workloads and what you could do, what I've seen a lot of my customers do with these TRPs is promote this to other members in their team and say, hey, I'm working with AWS. These are the avenues we've determined as good strategic steps for our business to either unlock additional revenue streams, to add a feature set to our application, or to just modernize our business. This is a really good approach to understanding how to do that, because for small, medium businesses, sometimes you have an idea what you want to do, but it's very hard to get started and to ensure you have the right team to do so. So I think that's a really good program. Now, Ben, I think something you've done really well this year is you're finding ways to allow customers to test out our services. I'd love if you could share with our viewers a program you've been leveraging that provides customers a bit of a runway to try out some of our new services, such as Bedrock and other generative AI services in AWS.
Yes, there's a lot of ways that if you connect with your account managers and your account team, that we could offer proof of concept credits for new workloads. What I like about this is that usually if an AWS customer wants to get a hands-on experience, there is a free tier for that individual service to get a hands-on experience. So let's say with EC2, I could set up on the free tier a very small instance to get a hands-on experience. With that being said, that is limited, and sometimes customers want to really know, hey, is this the right fit? Am I architecting this correctly? Does this work for the end goal that I want to achieve? And this is really where, proof of concept credits and Kickstart credits come into play, where we could allocate, usually from around a few hundred dollars all the way up to $3,000 in AWS credits for you to get that hands-on experience and have that technical deep dive of, is this working with my environment? I'm curious, Hayden, have you leveraged any proof of concept credits for your customers and seen success with it?
Yeah, I think so. And this happened with me a few times last year, is just allowing customers to get comfortable before diving full in with a service. The way I think about it is a lot of these service integrations have a major impact on day-to-day experiences for our SMBs. So having them test out the service before they fully implement it into their application, their architecture, or their day-to-day operations just adds another level of confidence and earns trust with the customer prior to really revolutionizing what they're offering today. So Kickstart's a great program that I think everyone out there should be leveraging through their account team before making any big decisions. We're more than happy to have those conversations, because that's what excites us, is the appetite to build and to modernize your business. So really have that conversation today, because I think it's a great step forward. And eventually later in this episode, you'll hear from one of our partners, Trians, on how they're leveraging some of the programs we mentioned earlier to help their customers expedite their journey to the cloud or expedite their modernization. So we're excited to share that with you. So without further ado, we're really excited to introduce our favorite portion of our episodes between Ben and I, and we had to bring it back this year. This is our coveted Kayla's Corner. So we'll have Kayla Jing join us. She's a solutions architect here with AWS. She's been here for just about 5 years, which is an awesome milestone to be at Amazon. So Kayla, thanks for joining us. We'll hand it over to you if you want to do a brief introduction, and we're really excited for your portion of the episode today.
All right. Thank you, Hayden. Thank you, Ben. Hey, everyone. This is Kayla Jing. I'm a solutions architect at AWS, support SMB customers. I've been with AWS for almost 5 years. Today, I would like to introduce an activity we provide to all of our AWS customers. It is called Technical Roadmap Prioritization, TRP. Then we can go to the next slide. All right. TRP is a working backward strategy. Accelerating your initiatives is important to AWS because we are interested in your long-term success and the success of the relationships we are forming here together. We do this by bringing AWS resource, time, programs, partners to bear against your work when we identify what's important to you. Step one is identifying and understanding your priorities for these initiatives. That's the TRP exercise you can have with your AWS account team. In the TRP exercise, we want to talk about your business vision and the technical initiatives which fuel that vision. This helps all stakeholders to understand each other, their own separate initiatives, and how those fit the shared vision. All of this results in increasing the value you get from us. We are able to more efficiently bring the people, technology, and our resources to help you achieve your goals. Next slide, please. There are three steps involved in the TRP exercise. Before the exercise, we recommend that customers identify and invite those senior leaders which are responsible for owning and driving the initiatives. This means both business owners and technology owners are necessary to make good decisions here. Bring a short list of your initiatives. We recommend you identify those 6 to 12 month items that will be on your roadmap that are strategic, tactical, or urgent. During the TRP exercise, the attendants are key stakeholders from your company and your AWS account team, including your account manager and solutions architect. We list your key initiatives upcoming in the next half of the year together and discuss three items: cost, business impact, and the importance of the initiative to your technology or business. The outcome of the TRP exercise are, first, we will line up those design sessions, deep dives, enablement workshops, or whatever it is that you need to be successful in achieving your initiative. Your AWS team will be aligned with your upcoming initiatives. We often say that your stakeholders come out of these sessions with greater internal alignments and consensus on directions. Next slide. Here is an example of the final chart you will get after the TRP exercise. So don't hesitate to contact your account team and ask for our TRP session. We are looking forward to help with all kinds of your initiatives. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kayla. Really appreciate you jumping on here and walking us through a TRP from a more in-depth level. So yeah, everybody, that was Kayla's corner. We have her back every episode to walk us through to finer scale some of the topics Ben and I touch on, and it's really a favorite of ours. So thank you for your time, Kayla.
Thank you, everyone.
Wonderful. So what we want to do now is get into our speaker session. We brought in a guest for this episode, and that will really wrap up this episode for today. So Ben, let's leave the guests with some action items in regards to how to connect with their account team and really get started on some of these programs we talked about today.
Yeah, I think one of the best things to do is just, hey, a quick 15 to 30 minute meeting and with your account manager, let us know what you're looking to do, what some of those initiatives are, and we'll be able to point you in the right direction regarding the different programs that are available to help you, whether that be a TRP session, getting a few proof of concept credits, what have you. But it always does start with that initial meeting. So feel free to connect with us. Any AWS customer, believe it or not, has a dedicated account manager. So we could definitely get you connected with the right people, and very excited to connect and just see the great things that we innovate this year.
All right, everybody. So we're going to keep the podcast rolling here and move into our guest segment. We're joined with Yash here from Trians. Yash, if you don't mind doing a brief introduction about yourself and as well as your role at Trians, that would be great.
Thanks, Hayden and Ben, for having me. So my name is Yash Vanjani, and I'm a senior manager and the West Coast lead at Trians. Previously, I've worked at organizations such as Google and EY Consulting. And Trians is a digital transformation consulting firm and a premier partner of Amazon Web Services that helps organizations reimagine value for its stakeholders.
Incredible. Yeah, no, appreciate it. Thank you so much for the overview. I think we want to definitely get into some of our patented questions. And Ben, I think you have one you're dying to ask Yash.
Yes, this is one of my favorite questions. We always ask this to our guest speakers. With this podcast being focused on small, medium-sized organizations, we always do ask, what does SMB mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually a very interesting question because, I mean, SMB, all of us know it stands for small and medium businesses. However, SMB for me is like the innovation engine and the growth driver for the U.S. economy. So I'm not sure if all of you are aware of this, but SMBs account for over 50% of the economic activity in the U.S. And a lot of SMBs that I work with have all very innovative business models that kind of drive the U.S. economy forward. So I think SMBs are like one of the most important aspects of our economy.
Absolutely. And I know, Ben, you and I both, we've worked with the Trians a fair amount. They do a really good job of understanding what's important for SMBs and really how to drive the motion forward in cloud adoption and modernization. So I think Yash really encompasses his understanding of SMB well, as well as Trians. I guess I want to bridge off Yash's response there. I know we know the answer to this question, but to our listeners out there, Yash, how does Trianz typically help customers in the cloud space when you have a new project to kind of to architect?
Right. Thanks for asking, Hayden. So Trianz, I mean, and I know that we have worked on a bunch of projects together before. So Trianz typically understands the goals and problem statement of the customers first, and then we partner with them to develop the technology solution that's going to help solve that business problem and help the customer in achieving their goals. So for example, like Amazon Web Services, they have all these amazing solutions that the customers can benefit from. So Trianz helps the customers in leveraging all the solutions offered by AWS and then use that to achieve the business goals. So let's take an example of Gen AI. Everyone's been talking about generative AI, but generative AI is, I mean, you have all these solutions that are native in AWS, and customers can use that Gen AI solution that's offered by AWS to build something for their own use case and then help in solving the problem for their customers or achieving certain goals. So that's how we partner with customers and help them in achieving whatever they were trying to do and serve their customers.
That's really interesting, and I love how you all work backwards from the customers. That's really, aligned with the culture here at AWS. I'm curious, and this is right aligned with today's topic, which uncover some of the different programs that a lot of our SMB customers could utilize and leverage to get that strong start, with their cloud initiatives. I'm curious in your experience, today's topic was a lot around like well architecture reviews, cloud assessments, but specifically the TRPs, the technical roadmap prioritization. I'm curious in your experience how you've seen customers firsthand really leverage these programs.
Yeah, thanks for asking, Ben. So I've been involved with TRPs with AWS, and TRPs actually help in determining which initiatives would give the maximum ROI for the customers, right? So I mean, you have all these benefits that different initiatives can give and what the effort that's required. And using a mapping that out, so mapping all the initiatives along with benefits and the effort helps in determining which are the should be the strategic priorities and which could be the quick wins for the customer. And because there's so many things that a customer can do, and there are limited resources that are available for everyone, so TRPs help in determining on what should be prioritized first to give that momentum and success for the customer. I was involved with a TRP with a customer called Global Mobile Alert, and they were struggling to they knew what they wanted to achieve, but they didn't know how to get there. And the TRP we did actually helped in prioritizing what are the initiatives that the customer should be prioritizing first, to which is going to help them and place them in a and position them in a well to achieve their long-term goals. So it's I think it's a very critical tool for customers and AWS and Trianz partners with the customers in TRPs and well-architected reviews.
I agree. And I can tell a lot of our listeners already are getting excited and thinking about the potential of leveraging some of these programs that you're speaking of, as well as just working with Trianz and working as an extension of their technical team. So I guess, Yash, if we took a step back and put ourselves in the shoes of our SMB customers, what are some of the first steps they can take to make these initiatives a reality? What do you recommend? Ben and I always talk about this all the time, but we would love to hear, really from your perspective. What's top of mind there?
Yeah, thanks for asking, Hayden. So, I would say SMBs have access to a full account team at Amazon Web Services. So all these wonderful account managers, solution architects, that they can work with. And then they have partners such as Trianz who can help them reach their business goals. So I would say that SME customers with cloud initiatives, so should first reach out to their AWS account team, understand what are the resources that they have available, and understand how Amazon can help them customer on not only getting onto the cloud, but leveraging the cloud to maximizing their business potential and getting success. And then Amazon, AWS can actually introduce SMBs to Trians as well, and Trians can work on the migration aspect, modernization aspect, and partner with the customer on building whatever they're trying to build and implement the solution that's going to generate value for them. So I would say that they should just leverage all the resources that are available with Amazon Web Services and Trians, because I mean, that is how they can innovate and become competitive in the market to achieve success.
Perfect. Thank you, Yash. That was very insightful, and just love your perspective. And it's always helpful, just a lot of SMB customers, helping them guide them on that cloud journey. And it always is helpful to understand where do we start. So thank you for really giving that overview. And I also like what you pinpointed when it comes to programs like TRP. It's not necessarily about what's happening now in the cloud initiatives that you have to get done right away, but really taking a step back and looking at that big picture. So once again, Yash, really do appreciate your time, and thank you for being our guest speaker today on today's episode.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me. And yeah, I look forward to working with Amazon Web Services and all the wonderful customers in SMB to help them in achieving their business goals.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. See you next time.